Izzy Yudkowsky is this guy. He got a little bit of notoriety early on online for being an insufferable, rational big boy. He has a website and forum called Less Wrong, which is exactly what it sounds like. And Yudkowsky is also the founder of something called the Machine Intelligence Research Institute, because Yudkowsky is obsessed with AI. Now, exactly like with the discussion we were just having just now, like, media can inform things, and people can be like fandoms, like fandoms of a piece of media can draw people into a particular cultural wave. Like, if you consider the fact that, like, most people working at NASA now are enormous Trekkies,
yeah,
it's like, well, that's because as kids they got really interested in space and now they work at NASA. That's like a pretty, you know, an easy way to point to something of like media affecting people, but also media.
Just to clarify that on this podcast, we are NOSA, as in no space investigations. Cancel NASA. I just wanted to clarify that off the top.
Okay,
please continue.
Okay, but the media narrative, anyway, is that NASA exists and that people work there and that those people are Trekkies. So, but like, media can also be like a reflection of trends that are going on. And so, The Matrix sits a little bit in the middle of this, where like the internet was new and people were excited about it. People were excited about the techno future and what the internet meant. And there's all these cyberpunk stories of people like uploading themselves to the internet and existing purely online. The dream that we on this podcast all aspire to exist purely in the form of posts. And Yudkowsky, as you might have gotten from Machine Intelligence Research Institute, is particularly obsessed with the idea of the singularity, i.e. that one day we will figure out a way to digitize someone's mind and save them as a file, and that an artificial intelligence will basically act as humanity's caretaker and like make sure that we're all right. And maybe even, and this is like a popular kind of theory, like, this is how we'll escape climate change. We'll all just get on a rocket and fire into space and travel through eternity on a hard drive, protected by an AI. And when you look at, again, Elon Musk, part of the reason that he wants to go to space is this kind of outlook, which is informed by like 80s, 90s kind of like very pessimistic techno future stuff that basically like the Earth is fucked. We should just give up on it, live as a file, or go to Mars, or just escape, right? But back to the history of it, right? Yudkowsky had this forum, Less Wrong, where people were basically talking about AI all the time. Real Reddit expert hours, where like all these guys who were literally just posters on a forum were acting as if they were Aristotle and Plato debating. Like, they were acting as if like their posts were like gonna determine the future of mankind.
Yeah.
And yes, a lot of these guys were Matrix fans, and it's throughout loads of their literature and loads of their posts is references to the Matrix, analogies to the Matrix, basically pointing to how the Matrix could be real, basically. Mm. And so an interesting thing happened, and before I describe it, you need to bear in mind what I said, that Agent Smith is a brain worm. This idea of like something that gets in your head and then you can't get it out, and it turns everyone who hears it into it. Right. So this thing happened on the forum where a user called Rocco posted that, what if when we get uploaded to the hard drive and what if when we get uploaded to the hard drive and the AI is taking care of us, the AI reads all of our thoughts, and anyone who didn't work as hard as they can while they were a human being to help make the techno future happen and bring the AI into existence as soon as possible, that AI tortures them forever. And this is a way of it blackmailing us back in time, basically, because the AI knows that you right now aren't working as hard as you can to help it exist, and therefore will torture you. And the only way to avoid that is for you to work as hard as possible to help the AI exist so it won't torture you. And this is really interesting because if you read the book Neo Reaction, A Basilisk by Elizabeth Sandifer, fantastic book, she points out that despite this being a community of rational big boy atheists, fucking Harry Potter and the methods of rationality, this is identical to Pascal's wager, the theological argument that if you don't believe in God, you'll go to hell, so you may as well believe in God anyway. Except that, it's for like tech nerds, and and conveniently, this argument would basically orient you towards giving all the money you have to, I don't know, a machine intelligence research institute to try and help them to make the AI as soon as possible, right? And like, and so this thing, which is referred to as Rocco's Basilisk after the poster, Rocco, truly like a historical figure in posting. The guy has a fucking philosophical idea named after his username. Truly a hero of posts. This Rocco's Basilisk, like, as soon as you hear it, it's in your mind and you can't get it out, right? Because you've heard it now. So now you should dedicate your whole life to AI, blah, blah, blah. It's obviously a really flawed argument, but it's like, this is how it works as a brain worm. And it's really interesting that at the same time as this is like a brain worm, it also is about an evil AI who will control all of humanity and torture them in a simulation. Because it's informed by Agent fucking Smith.
I see, like, okay.
It's literally like, because one of the major flaws of this idea of Rocco's Basilisk is that we would invent an AI who would be malicious and cruel and would use the prospect of torture to blackmail us into this, right? Like, they, on the forum, they viewed this as like a rational way for the AI to ensure its own creation and not, you know, a ridiculous, like, sadistic thing to do. And so it's like, it's a really classic example of like guys, of like dudes watching The Matrix and identifying way more with Agent Smith than with the heroes of the film. That's the kind of theory of it, and that's the basic history of Rocco's Basilisk. But actually, like, the founders of PayPal, so Peter Thiel and Elon Musk, and a few of their other pals, if you look into this more, were all involved with this community and this culture around that time. And so the reason that Elon Musk, while he's working towards AI existing, also tries to warn people in vague terms that AI is a scary thing, and he kind of like refuses to explain what he means by that.
I see. Right? Okay.
He's like, AI is something we should be really afraid of, but he's also working towards AI. It's because what he thinks is doing everyone a favor by not telling them Rocco's Basilisk, because as soon as they know it, they would have to work as hard as they could to create the AI. And so this is like...
Oh my God.
I'm being quiet right now because I've basically wheeled out my whiteboard and my red string, and I'm just adding to it.